This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis has taken another step to mark his stamp on the Catholic Church with the selection of 21 new cardinals, some coming from countries where Catholicism isn't widely practiced. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The announcement was made during the Pope's weekly Sunday appearance overlooking St. Peter's Square. He's chosen 21 new cardinals, including prelates from Jerusalem and Hong Kong, where Catholics are a small minority, saying they will manifest the bond for churches around the world.
La loro provenienza esprime l'università della Chiesa.
His selections are viewed as a look toward the future, installing the group of churchmen who will select his successor. The new cardinals will be installed September 30th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Heavy rains lashed India's capital and surrounding areas on Sunday. India has recorded 153 millimeters of rain over the past 24 hours, the third highest in the month of July in more than two decades. More rain was predicted over the next 2 days. Russian-installed authorities in the Crimean Peninsula have reported shooting down a cruise missile near the city of Kerch and briefly suspending traffic on the Kerch Bridge that links the annexed territory to Russia. In the nearby Russian region of Rostov, authorities also reported shooting down a missile. Such attacks far beyond the front line have become common during the war in Ukraine that has just surpassed its 500-day mark. Last October, a massive explosion severely damaged the Kerch Bridge, leaving it out of commission for weeks. In what appeared to be the first direct admission of Kyiv's involvement, Ukraine's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malar listed the attack among the country's main achievements in the war so far. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said 10 hours of meetings with senior Chinese officials in recent days were direct and productive, helping stabilize the superpower's often rocky relationship as her four-day Beijing trip ended. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
U.S.-China relations are at a low over national security issues, including Taiwan, U.S. export bans on advanced technologies, and China's state-led industrial policies. Washington has been trying to repair ties between the world's two biggest economies. A senior Treasury official said the trip, as expected, did not result in specific policy breakthroughs, but was very successful in terms of re-establishing contact and building relationships.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. A Zimbabwe magistrate court on Sunday tossed out an appeal by the largest opposition party after police blocked their much-anticipated pre-election campaign rally. The gathering, where the Citizens Coalition for Change was expected to formally launch its election manifesto, was the sixth to be quote-unquote banned or unlawfully disrupted in a week, according to the party. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled impatience on Sunday with disruptions caused by resurgent demonstrations against his judicial overhaul plans, summoning his attorney general for a cabinet discussion of police countermeasures. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Netanyahu said both opponents and supporters of the justice system reform have the right to demonstrate peacefully, but
while the government has not considered restricting this right, it is requested to receive a report on what is the enforcement policy regarding violations of the law that infringe on the basic rights of millions of citizens and which are carried out almost on a daily basis during the demonstrations.
Critics say the bill's passage would open the door for abuses of power. But Netanyahu, who is on trial on graft charges he denies, says the aim is to restore balance among branches of government.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Women in Iran who have long been barred from attending football matches, except for rare occasions, will be allowed into stadiums during the upcoming season, a top official said Sunday. The head of Iran's Football Federation made the announcement during a live broadcast of the draw ceremony for the upcoming season of Iran's top-level football league. Iran has largely barred female spectators from football and other sports stadiums since the Islamic Revolution of 1979, despite no law banning their participation. I'm Joe Ramsey.